Like I've said before in a previous video, I probably did. Yes, I was a teenager in 2016, and I was a sophomore in high school in 2016. I remember when those house parties actually started, but even a little before, like when I was in middle school, I remember around 2012, 2013, when some of my classmates would have those big house parties in their house. And I remember when people would randomly send the address towards another person on Facebook and then later into Instagram. And in 2016 as well, when I was in high school. Like, even though I remember kind of feeling missed out, but at the same time not really, because I really didn't vibe with a lot of people from my middle school and high school, 'cause like I was just so sick of how most of them would just like follow trends and with whatever's popping instead of staying, it felt like staying true to themselves and just embrace you like what you like. 'Cause I've always been the type of person that I just embrace who I am and I like what I like, and whoever wants to be near me is fine. Whoever doesn't want to be near me, it's fine as well. I don't care if you like the same stuff as me or not. So I remember feeling left out, but at the same time, looking back, I was like, eh, I never really cared to have experienced any of those parties. Like, I feel like I would have rather have experienced like a Studio 54 type of vibe, like any 70s groovy type of vibe, or some like 90s, early 2000s, like techno dance, dancing in the club type era, than those house parties that were going on between like 2012 to 2016. And don't get me wrong, it looked fun. Like, I remember feeling left out and be like, oh my God, like that looks so like so much fun. And I remember seeing people when they would post the address and stuff, like on their Facebook status or in an Instagram post. But I'm kind of glad at the same time I never went, 'cause knowing my old self and even somewhat of my current self till this day, like I felt like I probably would have chickened out. Sometimes even seeing some of my old classmates' story on Snapchat that the cops would get called or whatever the case may be, and also finding out that even in some of those house parties, they would have like just drugs laying out in the tables and stuff. So yeah, I'm like, God knew what he was doing for me to never go to any of those parties, and having parents that actually cared about my safety and stuff. And yeah, like I'm like another part of me is just glad that I never really went to one of those parties. Call me boring, but I feel like that also really bred me into the type of kid, 'cause to the type of kid that would just stay in my room and have a bunch of empty water bottles laying around, 'cause that was me, y'all. And I bet you a good chunk of y'all could relate to that as well.